I'm not too crazy on them.
Yeah, they got so many of them.
There's so many of them, and I really think, I kind of feel like that maybe the Catholics, I don't know whether you're a Catholic or not.
No,
I'm afraid that they're trying, I think they've waited all these years to get a foothold, and I believe that they've got it now. And I don't know whether we'll get out of it very easy or not.
Yeah, well, there's hope. Well, at least we can still vote.
So, well, I know. Then there's an awful lot of Catholics, and we're getting to be more.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to ask you about your pond out here. Do you ever take a line and put a lot of hooks on it and set it out?
Trot line.
Uh-huh.
No, we have done that a few times, and we caught a lot of channel cat when we did that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good ones, sir.
Oh yes, I have big channel cats in there. I caught one my son-in-law when he's up here. The last time caught one, a foot and a half, about 2 foot long. Yes. 25 inches long, and it weighed 4 or 5 pounds, I think, and it was a real big fish like this, and we baked that. Did you ever bake a fish?
No. I've had baked trout. That is a big lake trout.
Uh-huh. Like, well, we just put lemon juice all on that and put it in a hot oven and baked it, mm-hmm. And it was really nice. The children really liked it.
Oh, I bet it was.
A big old channel cat.
Well, fish that size, of course.
Yeah. They don't have no bones in it.
Yeah, and there's enough fat on it.
Yeah, that's the fattest fish.
Hmm.
He was nice. But I went out there Sunday morning all by myself, and it was missing rain a little bit, but I never got a catfish bite. The perches, the little perch,
mm-hmm.
And brim, one thing or another, get on my bed.
What'd you use?
Oh, I just used grasshoppers and chicken liver and things like that. If I'd had minnows, I might have caught a channel cat.
Yeah.
I don't have any minnows.
You have a boat out there?
No, not that big a lake. No, I fish from the bank.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned minnows. Did you ever take these things with the claws?
Crawdads? I don't have any crawdads here anymore. Where are all the crawdads?
I don't know. Maybe we've got them all up at Stillwater.
Well, if I could get crawdads, well, I could catch some catfish. They're a crawdad's tail's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Better than the shrimp, I think. I've tried shrimp. Seems like they don't have bit shrimp very well.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, use shrimp. But I don't know. I never had much luck with that. You ever use dough bait?
No. Well, you can catch, you can't catch game fish or dough bait, can you?
Sure.
You can?
Catfish.
Well.
Well, let's see here. See if I can remember the recipe. I had one that was pretty good. You use dry yeast and you mix it up the night before. I think it's 2 cups of flour, a cup of cornmeal, not cornmeal, a cup of cottonseed meal, teaspoonful of vanilla, yeast cake, and enough water just to make it
a dough.
Moist.
Mm-hmm.
Then you knead it just the way you would bread, let it rise, punch it down, put it away, let it rise again, punch it down, and then
just pinch off pieces of dough.
Yeah, it won't peak, but it smells good enough to eat.
Well, I might try that sometime.
Another good way is just take flour, cottonseed meal, and shorts. I think it's 2 flour, 1 cottonseed meal, 1 shorts.
Uh-huh.
And just mix these together.
Dough bait.
Yeah.
Well,
catfish like
if you can you sling it away, sling off your hook?
Use a treble hook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when those three...
Oh, that kind of a hook.
Yeah, and when you rig that thing up, might as well let that thing stay on. Run your line down and get a slip sinker. One like this with a hole right through it. Run your line right through it and put a swivel on here. And then down here have your treble hook.
Oh, and when he strikes it, that catches him.
When he strikes, this will slide. Now, you have to be ready for them, because they'll suck that stuff right off.
Well, I'm sorry.
But you can feel them tuck it.
Yeah.